Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Soraya. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, or should I call you Grandpa once again?
Yes. Yeah, so in addition to hearing two little baby voices, you may hear a little newborn voice in addition to the other voices.
Miss
'Cause
Luna Kobe.
yeah. So my son and daughter-in-law, they're big Laker fans, so they had to slip in Kobe as our new granddaughter's middle name. So
Well, Miss Luna looks like a real sweetheart. So
yes, we're very excited.
happy, happy news. Out of all of this coronavirus brouhaha, there's some good news in the Brenneman household. So thanks for letting us share with you.
Yes, thank you for that. We're
All
very, very
right,
excited.
Jeff, in our series of compilations, we have come upon the big kahuna. Which one is that, Jeff?
We're talking about the first Radio Tokyo Tapes album. I'm super excited about this one.
Man, we've talked about this one so much on and off the podcast. I can't wait. Let's get it started.
Yeah, and we're bringing on, we should say we're bringing on a couple of our friends again, Howie and Joy.
Yes.
So let's give them a call.
Awesome. Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme,
a podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, agrubiar.
Let's get groovy. 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 All right, calling Joy and Howie. Howie.
Sure.
Welcome back.
I got a friend with me here.
Oh.
Yeah, and I see that your friend likes Radio Tokyo Tapes too.
Yes. Oh, see, now she's taken off because I'm not paying attention to her.
Is she camera shy?
Not usually, but she just wants to be the center of attention, so.
There I am.
Enjoy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You ready to knock this out of the park, Radio Tokyo Tapes?
Sure.
And I'm sorry if no one's dancing, pogo dancing, slam dancing, or creating general mayhem, we haven't done our work.
Agreed,
It's
agreed.
true.
It is. All right. So just to start us off, the four of us have talked about a number of these compilations, and this one is no exception, the Radio Tokyo Tapes. Why do you think this is such an important one? And just share with our listeners, why is this an important one for you? And Joy, I want to start with you.
Well, for one thing, it's all of the local bands that I came to love. And then you throw in, there's a few on there that I hadn't heard of before. So what I like about this type of an album is that it'll open up the door to stuff that maybe you're not that familiar with yet.
I have to agree with you on that one. What about you, Howie?
I'd say it's like the life-changing compilation album for me. And the opposite of local for me, these were all the bands from this faraway, strange land in California that I knew nothing about, but I had this friend who worked at a record store, and he would tell me about all these amazing LA bands, and he used to play in one of them. And y'all know who I'm talking about. So I'm talking about Steve Andrews, worked at Park Avenue Records, and I had just met him from shopping there. And I think probably everybody has this one person at the record store who is that it's like a drug dealer. You just keep going back because they keep giving you more stuff. And he'd tell me about these amazing bands. And then he had this record with all of these incredible bands on it. And I'm like, I was just blown away. I'd walk in, he'd play a few things. I'm like, I gotta buy that. It was just amazing.
Perfect. For me, it was like the two of you, it was this great set of songs and bands all in one place. It was like the perfect sampler. And we all grew up in the days of the K-Tel, all the hits on one album, but there was always a bum one in the mix, right? Like where you go, who picked these songs? On this one, there's not a bum track. These are all good good songs, great bands, and it definitely kind of preserves in this nice little capsule kind of a little bit about what was going on in the LA scene. Now, Jeff, I saved you for last.
Oh.
I want to know.
Well,
why Radio Tokyo Tapes?
Like Howie, and I've mentioned it before, I this record like literally changed my life, and it's not just hyperbole. At the time, everything had to be commercial. So everything I was listening to when I got this album in 1983, if it wasn't on the radio, I wasn't listening to it. If it wasn't on TV, I wasn't watching it. If it wasn't the main movie at the theater, I wasn't going to see that movie. And then I heard All in Good Time by the 3 o'clock on a commercial, or sorry, a college radio station. And I instantly fell in love with it, went down to my record store and bought the album. And then when I heard it, it made me think that there was this whole nother world that I never knew about in not only music, but in art and film, fashion, everything. That whole indie scene of everything in the arts and beyond, it made me realize that there's a lot of talented people that aren't on the top of the charts, that aren't playing on the big marquees. So going from stadium shows to more club shows, all of that happened as a result of this album and hearing that there was this much talent from bands that weren't normally being seen. So,
And should be,
exactly.
Don't get the recognition they deserve.
Exactly, yeah. That's what this record did for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, what Jeff and I wanted to do was run down the tracks and play a little sample of each and talk about, you know, the band, the song, a little bit about who was playing in the band on that song, play a little sample, and then when we get to everyone's picks, you can talk a little more and give us a little more info about it. So, Jeff, we're going to start off. Now, Howie made a really interesting connection between the compilation that we started this series with, Wharf Rat Tales, and Radio Tokyo Tapes. Both lead off with the last. So, Jeff, why don't we go through side A?
Okay. So, before we get into that, the album was released on New Year's Day, from what I've read, 1983. So, January 1st, 1983. And it was released on Ear Movie Records, which I believe was the record label by the person that curated this album, Ethan James. And he owned Radio Tokyo Tapes studio. It was we had talked about it. Joy had mentioned it a little bit last time, that it was a recording studio. And Ethan James produced this album and curated it. He picked all the bands that were going to be on it. And yeah, so it's on his label, Ear Movie. I think there's less than a dozen records that he put out on his label. And I did also want to mention that the executive producer is Lisa Mitchell. We'll talk a little bit about her in a bit. But she ended up being his wife. And interestingly enough, she was the wife for 2 weeks of the front man in the band that I'm in, 17 Pygmies. Our leader was married to Lisa Mitchell for 2 weeks. So I'll just throw that in and I'll say nothing more than that. Yeah. And then,
I'm telling you, we're finding out fun details every time we do one of these.
I know. Yeah.
Less than 6 degrees, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And then I wanted Howie to chime in on this. The cover shows a model. Well, ends up being a model. And she's actually in the mixing room of the studio. So I got to spend a little bit of time in there. And she's eating with chopsticks some audio tape, so they make it look like it's maybe like noodles or something like that. So she's eating it with chopsticks. And Howie, can you
eat the daily special, which is Radio Tokyo Tapes?
Yes. So Howie, can you tell us a little bit about the actress?
So I had to look her up because I really didn't know, but I looked her up, and she's credited on the back, the model Brink Stevens, and. Just what I looked up for, the things I read, she's a scream queen. So she was like in a bunch of like, horror movies, I guess I'll say. And, and they just made it made a career out of modeling and doing these sort of cheesy horror movies. But I looked her up. I think 65 years old now.
Yeah, yeah. So she was very young when this was, when the picture was taken. So I don't know, Soraya, if I ever told you, but I reached out to the actress Brink Stevens because I've looked at this album cover literally, I don't know how many hours, but probably a week's worth of time. So, I mean, I've because I would listen to this album so much, and there's so much going on in the background on the wall, and just studying this album, looking at her face eating this tape, and just intrigued by the whole album and the whole aesthetic of it. So I wanted to reach out to her and see if she would come on the show. And when I reached out to her, she said that she had no remembrances of the session. She probably did 200 photo shoots. She was just hired to do it. She was a young model. She said, I couldn't tell you anything about it. She's like, I don't remember anything whatsoever about it. But thanks for the invite, but go away, little boy. I can't be bothered with you and your little podcast. But anyway, so she had no remembrances whatsoever about the session. But when I sent her a picture of it, she's like, that's definitely me, but I don't remember doing that photo shoot. So anyways, all that being said, let's dig into the songs. The first track, as Howie noted, and I did not make the connection that the last starts off both of these first two compilations that we're talking about. And the song is It Had to Be You. And just real quick, the lineup is Joe Nolte, Steve Andrews, as Howie mentioned, Vitas Matare, John Rosewell, and John Frank. And I would just want to add, when I first heard this album, I didn't know any of these bands whatsoever. This was my introduction to every one of these bands on here. So the last, let's listen to a little bit of It Had to Be You. All right, so that's that one. That It Had to Be You. When I heard those flutes, I had never heard anything like that before. To me, this changed everything, hearing those flutes.
Right. Yeah, only Ian Anderson could get away with, like, a flute. Right. Ian and Vitas.
Exactly.
There you
go. Exactly. All right, so next up, song number two, Jane Bond and the Undercover Men. This was actually Ethan did most of the music for this, Ethan James. And Lisa Mitchell is the singer. She's actually Jane Bond. And another notable person in this song is Aaron Kenny. And Aaron Kenny and Ethan did an album together that's worth seeking out, too. I recommend you guys checking that out. And it's mostly just the two of them putting out that record. And I saw a picture one time of Jack Black flipping through his records, and he had that record in his hand. It was Ethan James and Aaron Kenny. There's a picture of it online if you search Jack Black's record collection, I believe. But anyways, this song is called The Spy Movie.
She was cool, killer's eye. She began her search for the scene of the crime. Confident the Kremlin walls would keep her secret fine. Looking in the rearview mirror for signs of observation. Proud to be a willing pawn in the sinister organization. The fat man's words were loud and clear when he gave her her assignment.
Eliminate the company man in secret and in silence.
On the run, feel the heat, temperature is rising. Contemplate the one you meet with suspicion.
So 80s, right? That's a great track. And then next up, we have The Long Riders. And I think, Howie, this might be your pick.
This is my pick. This is two podcasts in a row here where it's almost criminal to make anybody pick one song from these albums. But for me, just like you said, first time hearing a lot of these bands for me on this album, And Long Riders, for me, this just blew me away. I was just, I'd never heard anything quite like it. It, you know, it was great, just fresh rock and roll, but it had this sort of country aspect to it too. And the lyrics, I just thought were the coolest lyrics in the world. And just being a high school aged guy, and, you know, she gets her clothes from the Lost and Found. I'm like, oh, I want to hang out with her. Yeah. It was just mind blowing to me. I just never heard anything like it. And just started a very long love affair with the Long Riders, who still putting out albums. Psychedelic Soul's fantastic. So Psychedelic Country Soul. So yeah, I don't know what to say about it. I just loved it. And it's, you know, for a 18-ish, 17-ish year old guy hearing that for the first time, it sort of encapsulated high school in country rock for me.
Nice. So since you picked it, we'll play the whole track after you intro the song.
All right, well, here is The Long Riders Would Still Get By.
I'm not sure who this girl is that he's singing about, but we did find out from a couple conversations with members of the band that because of whoever she was, they won't play the song anymore, and this was the only song that was not included on their compilation Final Wild Sons, and it had something to do with the girl that is mentioned in the song. So I'll just say that. That's all I know. But we heard that from members from the band. Anyway, so up next, song number 4, the Bangles, Nomag Commercial. This one's really fun. The song's only 39 seconds, so if I do a 30-second sample, I'm going to cut out 9 seconds of it, so we'll listen to the whole thing. But Annette Zelinskis was in the band at this time, and of course, the Peterson sisters and Susanna Hoffs, but let's listen to this.
Here's the bangs from Now Magazine. other day.
That last line is your line right there.
Oh God, I love it. And I cannot listen to the EP because it's the music for Getting Out of Hand, just with the Nomadic lyrics. And every time I hear Getting Out of Hand, in my mind, all I'm hearing is the lyrics from this. And I, every time out loud, nice. Noise music, Nancy Reagan. Oh, I love it.
Nice. So we've had Annette Zelenskis on the show. And Soraya and I are working on something right now. We may have another bangle on the show not too far from now. So up next, track number 5, Choir Invisible, Hands of Another. I learned about them that Danny Bonnaire was the drummer on one of their albums, but he doesn't play on this song. But this is Choir Invisible, Hands of Another. So that song wasn't included on either of their albums, so that's kind of cool. This is the only place that you can find it, I believe. But speaking of Danny Bonnaire, what do we got next, Joy?
Well, we have the 3 O'Clock installment on this record, and Ethan James had approached the band and asked them if they wanted to be a part of it, and they said yeah. So he said, all right, we'll record 3 songs. And it ended up being 4. And I believe Ethan James is the one that made the decision about the one that would be included on the album. But do you guys know what the songs were?
No.
Okay, so I was threatened of getting my Paintbox membership card taken away from me for not knowing these.
Oh, no. All right. I'm so curious.
Let's hear some guesses. What do you think they were?
Okay.
I'm going to say Feel a Whole Lot Better.
Okay. Soraya?
83. This is Baroque. I don't know. I'm going to say, why don't we just throw it out there? Cantaloupe Girlfriend?
Okay. Howie, want to take a stab at it?
I'm going to say they're Easy Beats cover. Sorry.
All right. You are all wrong.
Oh, boom.
I'm not the only one that has to relinquish their Paintbox card. Okay, so they recorded the Rodney on the Rock spot.
Oh.
That we've, you know, most of us know. In Love 2. Lucifer Sam.
Okay.
Which I'm grateful those two didn't make it because, you know, the fan club single would have been so much less awesome and exclusive. But the one that they settled on was All in Good Time. So this is the 3 O'Clock with All in Good Time.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yay! I love that song. That's one of my favorite 3 o'clock songs. Thanks for picking that, Joy. That's so good. And for that insight. That was really cool. So then next up we have another Paisley Underground band. And again, this is my first time being exposed to them. Next up on the record, track number 7 on side A, is Rain Parade. And I think you noted, Howie, that this is a different version than what's on the debut album.
Is that correct? Yeah, the ending's a little bit different.
And it has that lineup from the Emergency Third Rail Power Trip. And this is, we'll play a sample of Rain Parade doing Saturday Asylum. Kills me to fade that out.
I was just thinking.
Another upcoming episode, Sarai and I have been communicating with Stephen Roback lately, who is singing on that song, and I think we have a special treat coming up with Stephen. Wouldn't you say, Saraya?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, the last song on side A is the similar to the Jane Bond and Undercover Men. This is Ethan James again, who did most of the music for this, and Aaron Kenny again. This time she's singing instead of Lisa Mitchell. And on this song, they call themselves The Spoiler Project, and this song is Made of Stone. So that is side A. So Saraya, what do we got for side B?
So once you flip the disc, we're on side B. We're going to start out with my pick, track 1, The Minutemen, I Felt Like a Gringo. First of all, I like this song. I like The Minutemen. But just a couple of little things. So in this lineup, you have the song is written by Mike Watt, credited as written by Mike Watt, vocals Dee Boone. And and on drums, George Hurley. Now, I've been joking around that we need to do a show on short songs, and this is a short song. I usually pick the longer ones. But one of the things that I found really interesting in just kind of digging up data about this song is there's a small sample that's credited to this song, and I was trying to figure it out. And they say there's a little... And it's a little teeny tiny sample in the last 30 seconds of the song of Tequila by The Champs. And it's just a little guitar riff. But I'm like, boy, somebody really took their time to extract that. But one of the best lines in this song is, Why can't you buy a good time? Where are the soldiers in the streets? Why did I spend the fourth in somebody else's country? Those three lines always throw me for a loop when they come up. So here we go. The Minutemen. I felt like a gringo.
Love it.
I'm so glad you picked that. That was going to be like another one of my choices if I couldn't get the one I wanted. You know, Vitas, when I was talking to him about the whole Wharf Rat thing, said that, just happened to mention that, you know, the Minutemen were like, we want to do an album, where should we record? And he said, Radio Tokyo.
Wow.
And so then they ended up, Ethan James ended up doing Double Nickels on the Dime.
Wow.
Oh, man. These are good Pedro boys, and man, I'm so glad they're on this. So glad. Oh, man. Thank you for that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. So what, Jeff, track two. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when White Glove Test, when we were recording our album, I saw the master tapes for Double Nickels on the Dime. They're sitting there, and I was freaking out. I'm like, these are the tapes right there. And Ethan said, yeah, you know what's interesting about that? When they came in and they recorded, they went in order that the record is. They recorded from start to finish, and we never stopped the recording. They just went straight through. They didn't stop to do another song. They didn't do overdubs. We just hit record, and they recorded the whole album from beginning to end.
Something like 45 songs, right?
Right, yeah.
And then when they took it to mix it, Ethan James mixed it all in one sitting.
What?
Without stopping. Oh, 45.
Damn.
Yeah, and that album shows up on a lot of people's influential albums or best of punk albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
All right, so Jeff, track two is your pick.
Yes.
And before you talk about the band and the song, I'm gonna let you say the name of the band before we say the song. Name of the band.
Savage Republic.
So on drums, you've got Mark Erskine. On guitar, Bruce Liker. Also on guitar and percussion, Jackson Del Rey. Vocals and bass, Jeff Long. All right, Jeff, talk about this song for us.
Okay, I could talk about these guys forever, and I'll try to keep it real short. So when I heard this, it was really interesting to me because it's got a very tribal sound, and I had never heard of the band. But I saw a flyer that they were playing in L.A. one time at UCLA. So I went to see the band play. And they had... It was at night, of course. And it was an outdoor... So you guys probably know better than I would. It's like a little amphitheater. An outdoor amphitheater. Somewhere on the UCLA campus. That was I've only been on the campus twice, and that was one of them. And so they were on stage. They had oil drums that they were banging, and a bunch of everything was on fire. They had sticks that were on fire. The oil drum was on fire, and it was just for a young 17, 18-year-old kid seeing this, and they're just banging on this, doing this industrial art rock. I was just blown away from what I saw in this band, and I was like, oh my gosh, these guys are so crazy. And then I started looking into their records, and their album covers are like works of art. Bruce, who does all the artwork, they print all their own artwork, and he was an art student at UCLA and ended up getting a printing press, and he's still printing on that printing press to this day. And he did a lot of work with REM and stuff. Anyway, so I really got into the band. I started going to as many shows as I can, total fanboy, and going up to them afterwards and saying, you guys are so great. And then I started giving them tapes of my band, our demo tapes, and then they ended up putting out one of our records on their label, our first album. And Jackson Del Rey, who is mentioned on this, it's a pseudonym for the singer in my band that I mentioned. It was married to Lisa Mitchell. His real name is Philip Drucker, but he went by Jackson Del Rey. So now I'm in a band with him. So Savage Republic has a long history with me. So I had to pick them. So very tribal band, sounding band, industrial. But then they would incorporate some melody in their songs that were really what I thought was compelling. But anyways, so Savage Republic, this is Mobilization, which you can only find on Radio Tokyo Tapes. teenage angst right there.
Boom. Sorry, all I can see now are the oil drums.
Yeah. I know, me too. That's all I can see. I gotta run that song by Rocket Man. I'll bet he would really like it.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. Turning people on all the time. Radio
Tokyo. He usually ignores me when if I say I want to play my records, and he's like, oh, I'm out.
Not this time. It's going to fall in love. That's it.
Probably so.
All right, Jeff. So next, thank you for that. On track 3, we've got Alyssa and the Nomads and the song Living Underground. So guitar and vocals are attributed to Elisa Alvarez, guitar Billy Joseph, drums Harlan Scott, and bass Richard O'Connor.
I wanted to say something real quick about this. Sure. I was mentioning before studying the album cover, there's a little single that's on the upper wall on the album cover, and it's Alyssa's single, I Want to Be a Prostitute. You could see her young face right above the Bangs single on the album cover. And that single is pretty pricey if you can find a copy of it. But Howie, who is the guest drummer on that song? Didn't you look that one up?
Oh, I did, and now I'm blanking out, though. I kind of just was like yesterday or the day before.
So it's Debbie Peterson plays drums on the single. Yeah. And then so Howie and I were trading some communication back and forth on Howie's post about this record, and Alyssa commented on the song too, right? And mentioned that she's got a new album out.
Yeah, she had a 5-song EP out.
So you can find her now as Alyssa Wood, now that she's married. So no longer Alyssa Alvarez. But anyways, we'll play a couple seconds of Living Underground.
Then we've got track 4, Michael James, She Said Yes. So on vocals, so give me a second, have a seat. On vocals and guitar, Michael James. Then also on vocals, David Nielsen, Richard Rodriguez, and Tim Hogan. Then keyboards, Ethan James, drums, Andy Lorber, and on bass, Bill Lorber.
Let's give it a listen. I love the song.
Tonight, but she doesn't even know the boy's name. This boy, he's hot for her. You know she's really gonna drive him insane. Susan thinks she's finally ready, so she take him without starting to scream. Hot and heavy, she's going steady. She finally got her peaches and cream. She said yes, oh no. She said yes to her, but she don't know.
All right.
Howie, I feel your pain. It is hard to pick one and hard to stop these songs in mid-play. It's tough.
If you asked me just to pick one song that Vetus was either playing on or produced on, even that would still be too hard.
I know, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Which leads to, oddly enough, the next one. Boom.
Track five, the amazing Wednesday Week, and the song I Hate Lying to Mom. So, Howie, hold on to your hat here. So, on vocals and guitar, we've got Christy Callen. On keyboards, the one and only Vidas Matare. And then we've got guitar, David Nolte. On drums, Kelly Callen. Then on bass, Dave Provost. This is a great song. And to be included in my short song catalog. This is a short song, but amazing song. I Hate Lying to Mom.
Me too.
Me too.
Wow.
So good.
And such nice people.
Right?
Gosh.
Who'd have thunk? Nice people and great artists. Okay. I'm in.
Yes.
All right. Moving on to track six. 100 Flowers. And the Long Arm of the Social Sciences. And a song that's longer than what we played last week.
yeah, definitely.
All right.
But with fewer words.
Huh?
But with fewer words.
Fewer words. That, sir, is true. That is correct. They're always surprising me, these 100 flower guys. So we've got on guitar, Kjell Johansson. On drums, Kevin Barrett. And on bass, John Talley Jones.
I don't know if you've ever heard, there's a Canadian band called Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet that just do instrumentals. I could just totally see them having been completely inspired by this song and launching all their careers from that. It's you know, I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying, so much. I could just, that music is so cool and weird and eerie and inspiring.
Right.
It's just a really cool song.
I'm going to have to check them out.
The perfect word there. Yeah. All right, then track seven, we've got Worm and Modern Man. Guitar, Ed Danke, drums, Louis Hino? I'm butchering these names, I'm sorry. And bass, Charles Dukowski.
So Charles was the original bass player for Black Flag. So, and Worm was a SST band. So other than that, I don't know much about them, but let's listen to a little bit of Modern Man.
Take you away, but I
That takes me back to 1983, that one.
Worm. Yeah, Worm. Then we jump to track 8, and Action Now in the track I Want You. And so attributed to vocals and guitar, Jim Schuster. Guesting on guitar is Paula Pierce. Drums, Scott Hillman, and bass, Mike Lawrence.
I just wanted to add a quick note that the song was written by Paula Pierce, so she was of the Pandoras, but the words were written by a Facebook friend of mine, Don Williams. He wrote the words for this one, so this is I Want You. Soraya, before we play the next song, I mean, before we talk about the next song, can we play it and do a guessing game on what female voice we hear on the song?
Please.
All right, so let's play it before you talk about it.
Awesome.
We'll just play a little bit of it.
Mr. Kubernick's not in right now. Can he call you back?
Trademark. Monitoring naked consent. Atmosphere of cooperation. E-call illusory contract ball damage. Yes, I'm working on a double dog.
Wow. We haven't heard your tape yet, but I have.
Lack of consideration and mutuality.
Why are you wasting your time and energy?
This agreement is oppressive and prejudicial to company interest and corporate policy.
Industry reaction. Poetry doesn't sell.
Involuntary servitude.
Check it.
13th Amendment violation.
He's busy. Can you call his team of lawyers?
Feel free. Tell us when you get it. Oranges, no concentrate,
and chips. I know it is. So.
I know.
We all know. We all know. Let's just call it like we see it. So this is Harvey Kubernick's attention-getting device, and the track's called No Comment. And so we'll lead up to that beautiful female voice, but the vocals and percussion are attributed to Harvey Kubernick. Percussion, Jan Seedman. Keyboards and percussion, Drew Steele.
Oh,
guitar, the vocals.
So Drew Steele is from the Surf Punks.
Oh no, there's an interesting cast.
Yeah.
Of people, of musicians on this track. So, Drew Steele, Surf Punks, and then we get to that beautiful female voice. Guitars, vocals, percussion attributed to the one and only Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, I thought it was Karen Carpenter.
You wish.
Wrong.
But wait, Jeff, there's more. Guitar and percussion, Joe Nolte. Drums and percussion, Eddie Call. And then bass and percussion, Charles Dukowski. I mean, that's a lot of heavy hitters on this track.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of heavy hitters.
What a great album this is, in my opinion.
This is a strong album, and it stands the test of time. And then this is the original, but then there's another one that comes up. I think they changed the title to Best Of. Right.
There is a baby.
They did a volume 2 Radio Tokyo Tapes, mm-hmm. and then a volume 3, and then I think there was one, it was like volume 4, The Women, that was all lead bands, and then they did the Best Of compilation, which honestly was like most of this album.
Yeah.
They took off like 3 tracks or something. They took off Alyssa's track, but then they put on one of her tracks from the other albums, but it's mostly this album.
Yeah.
It's that good.
It is that good. Stands the test of time, still.
All right, so what album do we talk about next time? What compilation album are we going to talk about?
Well, Joy gave us a little eensy-beensy, teeny-tiny little hint by referring to Rodney on the Rock with relation to the tracks at the 3 o'clock recorded. So next up is our discussion of Rodney on the Rock and looking at volumes 1 through 3.
All right. So that's more songs you have to narrow down to one, Howie. 3.
You can do it, Howie. Power through.
Oh, man. That's going to be another one that's going to be so hard. So hard.
Well, you know, we can always come back and do second, third, and fourth takes and looks.
Yeah.
Why not? There's a lot.
I'm done. I'm good.
All right.
There's never enough.
All right. So any final words on Radio Tokyo before we sign off?
Bye. Find it and buy it.
Speaking of that, I think it's fairly difficult to find, but I agree with Joy. If you can find it, buy it. I don't... Yeah. Soraya, you're usually the one that knows about the streaming digital. Do you know, is it available anywhere?
No, sir.
So we took some time to digitize the vinyl copy. If anybody is looking for one, contact us and maybe we can help you to get some digital files of these songs. They're definitely worth checking out. If what you've heard, it was something that you like, let us know and we can help you out there.
All right.
We'll leave it at that.
We need our own Harvey Kubernick's attention getting device, no comment song to end this with. Like, Mr. Brenneman is not in now. Please leave a message. But we can't get Sue Hoffs, and I don't sound like her. Joy, do you?
No, not even in the least.
Howie, how about you?
No, but I can do side eye. I can do that.
And on that note, gente, arruyar. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Howie and Joy, for helping us out tonight.
Yes, thank you so much. Groove on, Paisley people. Right at 1 hour, we'll make Pat Thomas happy.
That was hilarious, that ending, because it was like, hey, if any of you want to hear this, you know, I know a guy. Don't say I know a guy, but I know a guy.
Well, we might have, you know, a couple digital copies of it up our sleeves.
Something might fall off a truck.
You let me open my boat.
What are you looking for? I got some stuff. What are you looking for? You want some Choir Invisible? I got some Choir Invisible. You want some Savage Republic? I think I got some Savage Republic here.
Hey, you want some early Susanna Sue Hoffs? I got some early Sue Hoffs for you. I put in your pocket, you walk away. You walk away. You walk away. You like what you like? You come back.
Oh my god. You guys are killing me.
Flashbacks to my trip to New York from February.
Oh. What alleyway were you in there in New York City?
Don't say it, man. Don't say it.
I was in a lot of speedy alleys.
Ay, ay, ay.
Get stitches.